Now, I'm promoting this new book by Richard Cavell. Anybody know his Moon in Space, Cultural mm-hmm. Geography, 1993 or so, 92?
Yep.
He's a professor of art out in Vancouver. So he did this book. I've seen nobody talk about it other than Adam Pugin said he hated the fucking book. And so I bought it years ago, but finally read it last week, and holy shit, the guy, as best as one unionized could do, explains how McLuhan was describing the Android meme and how media went that way, called remediation. So I've got a whole scholarly book proving the obsolete Slaughterhouse-Five chart.
I read that post where you were arguing that remediation, that what Cavell means by that is something close enough to what you meant by the Android meme is media extending themselves.
Yeah. He says that. He quotes that. But what's good is that he, as a professor, he's got to keep up on his field. So he's tracking all kinds of, like a McLuhan, interdisciplinary fields and departments and subjects, ologies. And he goes through how each field had to change what they were thinking in the 60s and 70s and 80s and how they've adapted. And how they adapt is they start to start talking like McLuhan. So he registers the changes that McLuhan predicted that the global theater will create, or what I would call the Android meme. These inevitable changes, they're going to make humans and their minds change their concepts. They'll be forced to. So he does a good inventory of all kinds of fields of the changes in concepts of these people. So that racks up McLuhan's point that media changes the paradigms in academia or in any field. So he's very good on stuff you never heard of. You know, I mean, these obscure professors and stuff doing this stuff. And I always keep myself on the top of the mountain. That's all pre-ion. But it's good to get the pre-ion to understand what ion's doing with thinning its wake, as P.S. is starting to discover. So I recommend remediating McLuhan for its what nobody did. Nobody, they just said back in the 90s with the Internet, we just need a new McLuhan. Oh, McLuhan, he's obsolete, but we need a new McLuhan. Of course, I was going around claiming to be that. They weren't listening to me, but they've been looking for someone, and nobody did it. Logan and DeKirchhoff. They don't show how McLuhan got proven right in different fields. But here it is, 30 years, 40 years later, that's what Cavell did. I mean, he's intellectual, smart enough to understand different disciplines. And so he became very popular in Germany when Kittler and that other guy, Kittler and the Germans. Kittler and, there's two of them. Two German guys. One was from Argentina eventually. Do you guys know who I mean? Kittler and, Flusel. Fusilier or something.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
Flusel, yeah. So he was a German, but he had to grow up in Argentina. And he comes back. So these two German guys, they became the new post-McLuhanites. They were better than McLuhan. They were meaner. They were more extreme, or they were more hip or something. They weren't Catholics. And Flusser, yeah, that's his name, E.R. Flusser. These two guys have been heavily promoted. Well, somehow the German critics, they thought Cavell was open to this German rise in the 90s and 2000s, especially during the centennial in 2011, the Germans kind of dominated, and everybody had to go speak in Germany. So he went and spoke, and from what I read somewhere, so he seemed to be a bit anti-McLuhan, but maybe he wasn't talking about what he was really doing, keeping that secret. So he came out in this book to correct Flusser and Kittler, and show that what they were doing, how they objected to McLuhan, because McLuhan got this all wrong, and they stated what was right, and that he would prove, no, what you think is right is what McLuhan said, and you didn't do it. You didn't do your homework. You don't know what he fucking said. So he nails the German guys, and he even quotes a guy, Peter Sloterdijk, weird name, who got an award in 2009 for being sort of media-wise or like Flusser and Kittler. And in his talk, he's living in Germany or something. He might not be German, but he said, I want to say that Germany has been the most backward country dealing with, you know, academically dealing with McLuhan. And he says, it's ironic I'm getting this award here in Germany, but you guys are losers. You don't understand McLuhan, blah, blah, blah. And he really promotes McLuhan. So I didn't know this Sloterdijk guy had said that, but, you know, what's his name? Cavell's up on it, and he quotes the speech and how he puts down the Germans. So I think that's why this book gets nobody's talking about it, because Cavell didn't turn out to be exploitable by the Germans. So that's an interesting point.
Right.
No one took on the Germans, so to speak, of the McLuhan scholars. So you have to give Mr. Cavell credit. Now, if we can just get him over here listening to the PS talk about Joyce and Iod and Finn McCool and Trump, you know, because he is a slightly woke guy. You know what I mean? You can see the wokeness in his writing.
Cavell is, you mean?
Yeah, there's, I think they worry about climate change or something. And there's other personal things about him that might incline him that way.
Well, you know, I'm a slightly woke guy myself. You know, it's not so bad. It's more, the problem is, I guess the definition of woke tends to be being not open-minded at all. So I guess then I'm not.
Yeah, no, all the issues, themes of being woke about are valid. It's just that the reasons they are, that people have is not valid, if you listen to Ion. But Ion has said that girl was right. We'd be gone by 2030. You know, Gert Bumberbunk, that 12-year-old girl that was big 5-8 years ago from Sweden and Norway.
Oh, yeah, Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Yeah.
Thunberg.
I said, well, we'll probably go out before 2030, but she wasn't wrong about that. But, you know, he didn't take her. She didn't know. She'd get all upside down, which is what, that's the problem with millennials younger. Everything's upside fucking down because they grow up inside the matrix. But the thing is, I would say that woke is the side thing. Alex Kuska says, I'm the Trump of McLuhan studies. I don't know how great compliment that is. But anyways, I'm the Trump of McLuhan studies. Well, the Germans, no, who are we talking about? The woke
Flusser.
Reality. The woke
Thunberg.
People. Yeah, the woke people are the Germans of correct analysis of our extinction and Planet of the Dead. You know what I mean? But they're upside down, and they get it all backwards, and they're fascists about it. You get that? They're fascist McLuhanites, but actually wokists. And then that all fits. Nobody knows this. McLuhan predicted in 1970 that Phineas Wake would become part of the ordinary awareness of people. That's what the woke is. But it's the Android meme flipping it and hijacking it, just like they hijacked McLuhan. We used to say on CKLM, me and Nelson, watch out, people. McLuhan's going to be used by the world government people, the globalists, you know. Ain't going to be used if you think he's worthwhile for useful, healthy reasons and ill-healthy reasons. It's not going to work that way. And McLuhan is, that's a good point. Did McLuhan get used by the woke? I don't think so. I don't think they even know about him.
I mean, there's a certain, I mean, they would like to be associated with his glamour, or, you know, just sort of let it be assumed that, the better you know media, the more kind of that media ecology is almost like a media hygiene of using media responsibly in a way that
media savvy.
Know, yeah, and it's like a harm reduction of media. And there is a certain harm reduction aspect to media ecology or something, but like that you just like we're hurting people without meaning to, and if we're a little more conscious, we could not hurt people so much. But
yeah,
I was
so that's
just noticing, I saw some clip of Justin Trudeau giving a sort of like very garbled and incoherent rant about technology and AI and giving this sort of thing about, but he was trying to say some sort of vaguely McLuhan-esque thing about just, being conscious and deliberate and having some anticipatory, having some foresight about technology instead of just hastening to put it all out there and just compete with everybody to advance it as quickly as possible, which is, it's like the most basic. That's literally like McLuhan 101.
And that
is like, give yourself a minute. Don't go as fast as you possibly can.
That's where the public's at. That's where that hate guy is very popular, right? The public knows we fucking blew it. And there's all kinds of legislation now about the digital companies. So that's where we've arrived at, the media ecology part of Finnegan's Wake. But also people live synesthetically and synesthetically squared, and they can't interpret anything anymore. They don't know why anything's happening. That's probably why Tucker Carlson, those people that quit the major networks, they can't do the mainstream talking. First of all, it's like the song you played last week. Hey, buddy, you're wrong. Your lips are moving. So if you're talking, you're irrelevant, right? And so you can't be a news talker anymore. So now Tucker goes out and interviews every whack job out there, valid or not, and he's free to do it. That's him trying to catch up to where the public is. I guess he did pretty good at it. He makes a lot of money doing his tours. But he got a whole bunch of them. And they're all assholes. In terms of understanding, they're the ones confusing what McLuhan meant when he wrote the Playboy in 1970. They would never stop. They would never give up the idea that, well, I should stop my show. You know what I mean? Why should I fucking be just telling you to worry every day about this or that or how this was covered up? We don't need millions of people telling us that. You need good news.